Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Charlie Chaplin once said that a day without laughter is a day wasted. But in our consumer society, we get so hung up in chasing the latest shiny objects that we forget to have a good time and laugh along the way. On the surface, play doesn't seem to have utility value, but multiple studies reveal that it's fundamental to our health. The absence of it can literally make us sick and weigh down on our spirits. Brené Brown says, the opposite of play is not work. The opposite of play is depression. During this particularly challenging phase in history, we now have to be deliberate and creative when it comes to play and enjoyment, and make it part of our self-care practice. If you want to start having more fun in your life, you'll enjoy this podcast where I outline 5 steps you can take. The importance of play and having fun. You don't stop having fun because you get old. You get old because you stop having fun. Let's face it, the year 2020 has been anything but fun. The global pandemic has cast a dark shadow of fear, uncertainty, and restrictions on us, unlike anything we've ever seen. It seems almost impossible to stay in good spirits, as we witness people struggling to stay healthy and alive, and trying to pay their bills as economies collapse. Given the current conditions, we now have to be deliberate and creative when it comes to play and enjoyment. This doesn't mean that we disregard the gravity of the situation, but that we create space for joy and light in our daily routine as part of our self-care practice. In his book, The Power of Having Fun, How Meaningful Breaks Help You Get More Done, author Dave Crenshaw writes that we must find our personal oasis, specific actions and activities that we find energizing and renewing. Scheduling these regular respites through the day, week, month, and year will not only make us happier, but a lot more productive. As a society, we have to re-examine our attitudes towards fun. Many people think that as they get older, they no longer have the permission to be as frivolous and carefree as they once were. A lot of grown-ups who regularly suffer from stress, anxiety, and burnout were raised to believe that fun is a distraction and the antithesis of good work ethic and responsible behavior. At best, fun is seen as an occasional treat, like a decadent piece of chocolate. But fun is not just a means to escape reality. It's fundamental to our health. Feel-good chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin flow into our bloodstream when we're having a great time and are the natural medicine that keeps our mind, body, and spirit alive. The absence of it can literally make us sick and weigh down on our spirits. On the surface, play doesn't seem to have utility value. It's generally categorized as non-serious activities that bring no visible results or rewards. But many research studies suggest that play is an essential developer of creative ability and are two sides of the same coin. Many artists and scientists, well known for their creative talents, were remarkably playful. Einstein would take breaks from his work to play the violin. Wolfgang Mozart was notorious for his jokes and high-spirited pranks, which he reflected in his musical composition. Virginia Woolf and her friends once dressed in kaftans and turbans to disguise themselves as princes. Their disguises were so convincing that they were able to get on board a British Navy ship. If you want to start having more fun in your life and tap into the many benefits, here are some ways that you can increase your playfulness. Number one, figure out what fun means to you. Many grown-ups have forgotten what they enjoy because all their focus is on their responsibilities. If this is you, sit down and list things you enjoy doing, whether that be salsa dancing or attending a book club. If you can't think of anything, look for ideas online. Google fun activities for grown-ups and pick out the ones that sound interesting. Another useful exercise is keeping a fun journal, where you note down your daily activities and give each experience a fun score as you complete them. Number two, revisit your childhood. Childhood was a time when playtime was compulsory for most of us, because it's considered fundamental to a child's psychological development. Genetic studies show that our preferences for fun are mostly inborn, and our fun print remains consistent into adulthood. Childhood is a perfect reference point. Make a list of things you enjoyed doing as a kid, paying particular attention to activities in which you could lose yourself completely. Number three, create your own play kit. When I was a kid, I had a small room I affectionately called my toy room, where I stored my toys. The adult equivalent of that could be a cabinet or a drawer where you stockpile items for times when you need a break from work or when you just need to have a good time. What you could include in your toy room will be based on your responses to the exercises on what you find fun. Some things you could include are coloring books, Play-Doh, Lego, playing cards, board games, jigsaw puzzles, origami kits, and sticker collections. Number four, prioritize fun in your schedule. As life happens to us, with all its demands and stresses, fun tends to slide to the bottom of our priority list. Prevent this from happening by scheduling time for it. We can look to kids for inspiration. When they know that they have playtime scheduled at 2 p.m., they'll make sure that they make it no matter what. You should also set a minimum requirement for the time you spend having fun. Perhaps you can do it in short spurts during the day, or select a couple of days where you can schedule uninterrupted time for fun. Number five, surround yourself with fun people. Emotions are contagious, and you mirror the energy you get from others. If you want to feel more spontaneous, carefree, and laugh more, be around those who embody those qualities. You could also hang out with children who innately know how to have fun. Whether you have kids of your own, a niece or nephew, or volunteer at a children's organization, they can become your playmate and they'll take you with them on their adventures into their imaginary worlds, awakening that part in you. Charlie Chaplin, who took play seriously and also did it for a living, once said that a day without laughter is a day wasted. In our consumerist society, we get way too hung up in chasing the latest shiny objects that we forget to have a good laugh along the way. So the next time you find yourself caught up in the lure of material pleasure, remind yourself that having lots of money, being physically attractive, and having a large social media following is never a substitute for having fun. The real kind that makes you come alive. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.